All right, Rabotai, welcome. It's Erev Shabbat. I know the time is short. Everybody's busy. I don't know what they're doing, but they're busy. Erev Shabbat, you're busy preparing for Shabbat Kodesh. So we're learning Parashat Ki Tisa. There's a lot to say in Ki Tisa, obviously. It's long Parashat. There are a lot of themes in the Parashat that need analysis. But our great Dr. Rosenstein that is with us, veteran member of this Shi'ur, mentioned that we need help on Shabbat. He was referring to the weather patterns that are taking place in Brooklyn. You know, the whole week is nice, and Shabbat comes freezing cold, snow and ice. And he just put in a request for his family member at the Kotel Ma'arabi in Israel to maybe make a prayer for the weather to be amicable for us on Shabbat. So with that introduction of the doctor, our parasha also talks about Shabbat. Not the weather, but Shemirat Shabbat, which is obviously more important. So we will direct... Exactly. We will direct our comments today to the Shabbat. Again, if you have a Chumash, you might have an advantage to these Pesukim. We're learning, it's chapter, what is it, 31, Pasuk 12. 31:12. Well, that's what happens to them all the time. So God speaks to Moshe. Ve'ata daber el bnei Yisrael, lemor, speak to the people of Israel, saying, Ach et shabbatotai tishmoru, that you should keep the Shabbat, my Shabbat. Not your Shabbat. Your Shabbat is Sunday. Don't keep your Shabbat. Keep my Shabbat. My Shabbat's the seventh day. You have some of the people on Sunday to take the day off. That's a synthetic Shabbat. So God says, I'm not against you taking off on a Sunday, but make sure you keep my Shabbat, not the Shabbat that the society understands. Ki oti b'ni u'b'nechem, because it's a sign between me and them, the dorotechem, for the generations, lada'at ki ani adonai mikaddishchem, I shall know that I am God that sanctifies them. Now, the question obviously is, how did Shabbat segue into this parasha? It sounds like there's zero connection to Shabbat. We're well aware of Shabbat from the Ten Commandments already, which was in Parashat Yitro. Now, I have no problem if the Torah wants to talk about Shabbat in every parasha. I think we need chizuk on Shemirat Shabbat, so I'm not against it. But the Torah follows certain rules of, you have to have some pertinence to a topic, to why it's placed where it is. Now, till now, we're talking about Mishkan. For 2.5 parashiyot, Terumat, Tetzaveh, the beginning of Ki Tisa, it's all Mishkan stuff. And all of a sudden, the Torah digresses and says, you know what, I think now is an important time to talk about the importance of Shemirat Shabbat. So Rashi HaKadosh, right away, will deal. He says, V'ata daber b'nei Yisrael, v'ata, af al pi shefkadticha letzavotam al melechet ha-mishkan, even though I just commanded you for 2.5 parashiyot on the Mishkan-related subjects, al yikal be'enecha, don't be light, don't treat it lightly. Lidchot et haShabbat mepene otam melacha. As important as the Mishkan is, v'shachati betocham, to bring the Shekhinah down, but you must know, do not diminish the kavod of the Shabbat for the construction of the Mishkan. Now she's telling you that the Mishkan cannot be built on Shabbat. That is the connection. Where did Rashi learn this from? I mean, Sifta HaChamim says what Rashi's trying to accomplish. The kasher l'Rashi, he achba parasha zulekan. What's this parasha doing over here? So Rashi says, honey, it's directly connected to Mishkan. The Ramban actually says a little better for us to explain the Rashi. According to Ramban, Ach et shabbatotai tishmoru. Af al pi shetiyu ledufin bezrizut ha-melacha. By the way, read the next Rashi. Before we get to the Ramban, you don't need the Ramban yet. Rashi. Even though I want you to be very zealous and very, very motivated to do the melakha of the Mishkan, Shabbat al tidachem epaneha. Do not push the Shabbat away for it. Kol akin verakin mi'utin. Now she says where he got it from. The fact that Torah says ach. Whenever you see the word ach, ach is a word that limits. It's a restrictive word. And therefore the Torah is saying, ach lema'et Shabbat memelechet ha-mishkan. It's coming to minimize Shabbat from the Mishkan. Very good. So, by the way, it's excellent pshat in Rashi. Rashi's telling you where he got it from. He just didn't make it up. The, he had a hint. Or a, you understood the pasuk's language, as they call it, the syntax of the pasuk using the word ach. So the Torah signaling, limit, beautiful dirash. Now, what problem could you have on this Rashi? By the way, it's a classic, gorgeous. He proves it to us, and everything is fine. But the Ramban is going to take, have odds. It'll be at odds with Rashi. Let's read the Ramban. He quotes Rashi, Apa pishit yuredu fin bizuta melacha, al tedche Shabbat bepaneha, kol achin verakin mi'utin, lema'et Shabbat memelechet ha-mishkan. Quotes Rashi. Velo netkaven etzli. Oho. Ramban says, with all due respect, I mean, Rashi is the master. And Ramban, by the way, concedes that in the Hakdama of his book. He says, listen, first and foremost, Rashi, he's the boss. And after we deal with him, then we'll give our own interpretations. But even the Ramban defers to the, Rashi is the master. But, according to the Ramban, doesn't mean he's above criticism. Therefore, the Ramban says, sorry, respectfully, Jacob. I don't agree with him. Kedefim midrash rabotenu ba'achin v'rakin. He says, I don't argue with Rashi what an ach does. An ach definitely is a restrictor. But yima'et b'shmirat ha-shabbat. But it's got to restrict what's in the pasuk. And what's in this pasuk is not mishkan. What's in this pasuk is Shabbat. So if the ach is limiting something, it's limiting Shabbat observance, not Mishkan construction. Ki ha-mi'utin etzlam b'chol makom yima'atu b'davar ha-metzuveh bo. And we're being mitzuveh, the commandment in this pasuk is not Mishkan. The commandment over here is keep Shabbat. But even in your keeping of Shabbat, ach. Even Shabbat has a limit. Now we'll see what the limitations are. But the Ramban is saying, it's not like Rashi. Rashi, what he did was, he saw the parasha before is what? Mishkan. And therefore he said, you know what the ach is coming to do? It's coming to limit Mishkan construction from Shabbat. The Ramban says, no. This pasuk is not written in Mishkan, it's written in Shabbat. And therefore we have a rule. The ach always is mema'et what the subject of the pasuk is. And then the Ramban, hold on to your seats. The Ramban says, for if Rashi is right, ve'im tedrosh mi'ut benyam melechet ha-mishkan, yemutal la'asot ha-b'shabbat. It'll be permissible. Which means, because the Ramban says, the ach is minimizing Shabbat. So therefore, if you want to learn this pasuk, it's connected to the Mishkan, it's going to minimize Shabbat from the Mishkan, and therefore it should tell me you can build the Mishkan on Shabbat.
The exception.
Right, which means, and even if Rashi is right, that he says there's a connection between this pasuk and Mishkan, then the Ach will say that we're minimizing not Mishkan, we're minimizing Shabbat to the Mishkan. And therefore it should be what? Permissible to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. Even if you want to follow Rashi's rule to connect the Mishkan. But the Ach is a reduction in Shabbat. So therefore we'll reduce Shabbat from the Mishkan. So therefore the Ramban
has a different mahalach. Following so far?
Yes, Baruch Abba.
Aval, he says, Amiut hazeh lemila o lepikuach nefesh. The Ramban says, yes, Shabbat is very important. However, there are certain times that Shabbat has to be minimized, has to be restricted. When, for example, mila bizmana on Shabbat. Mila on the eighth day, bayom shemini afidu b'Shabbat, or pikuach nefesh. But go slow. It answers exactly what it's doing. The ach is minimizing Shabbat. Oh, go slow. The Rabban didn't come to answer that. The Rabban's coming to question Nashi's usage of how he's doresh the ach. He questions it. And he says, by the way, I don't got to go to the Mishkan for the ach. The ach is to be nidrash locally in the pasuk itself. And it's telling you, Shabbat's a great item. But even Shabbat, ach, you have to know when Shabbat doesn't apply. And Shabbat doesn't apply in Brit Milah, Shabbat doesn't apply Pikuah Nefesh. Very good. Exactly. Mahay Bahem. Oh. Then he says, so what is it doing here? Umelechet HaMishkan She'ena Dohe Shabbat. Oh, so how do I know then that Melechet HaMishkan is not Duchai Shabbat? Mipnishi is here, Babikan. Not because of the Ach. The fact that it brought Shabbat in, and it's talking about Shabbat next to the Mishkan, we ask, what's the connection? Ella must be coming to tell me Shabbat's more important than the Mishkan. As much as I talked about Mishkan, Shabbat is Shabbat. But not from the Ach, from the juxtaposition. So, again, Rabotai, there's no machloket in the bottom lines over here between Nashi and Ramban. They agree all on the bottom lines. They both agree Pikuah Nefesh Dochei Shabbat. They both agree Milah is Dochei Shabbat. They both agree that the Mishkan is not Dochei Shabbat. The question is the way they derive it. So I repeat, Nashi is Doresh it from what? Then how does he know that you cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbat? Ach. It's very good. Ach is coming to say what? That there is a limitation in the construction of the Mishkan. It can be built 6 days a week, but it cannot be built on the seventh day. Ach. Rabban comes along and says, Mechila, Mikavod Torato. For sure you're right that you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbat, but that's just from the juxtaposition. That's just from the fact that the Torah puts Shabbat right next to the Mishkan to come and tell me this is more important than that. But the Ach must be Nidrash in the Pasuk itself. You don't take an ach and bring it to a Mishkan subject, which was discussed before. The ach must be doresh what's in the pasuk itself, and the pasuk is talking about Shabbat. So therefore, it has to reduce Shabbat to a certain degree. And what's the reduction that it gives? Brit Milah and Pikuach Nefesh. Evante? A nice, by the way, nice, clean, Mahlok and Hashiv and Ambas to get the, you can have a good time, even in a class that just gives you Pishuto Shel Mikra. I think people neglect that. People think that for a good dirash, you got to have a good story, and you got to have a good, a dirash of some sort, taking the pasuk out of its context. But the people think, wait, give a class to Ashin and Ramban. Technical stuff. I'm not interested in that. No, I'm more interested in the, give me the Ma'am Lo'ez, you know, give me the En Yaakov. But it's not so. If you read the Rishonim and you see where they're getting their Hiddushim from, it's beautiful. But now we have to come and defend Rashi from the attacks of the Ramban. What do you think we're going to do? We're just going to let Rashi now be defenseless? I mean, the Ramban is the Ramban. But Rashi obviously knows the rules. He knows how an ach works. He just wake up yesterday. So therefore, we have to try to explain what's going on over in Pirush Rashi. Now, by the way, the Ramban, he fortifies his explanation on the Ach, because the Gemara that he quotes, actually, he quotes the Gemara, Masichet Yoman in the Yerushalmi, Uminayin Shesafek Nefashot Tochei Shabbat. How do we know that Safek Nefashot is Tochei Shabbat? Rabbi Abau Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Ach et Shabbatotai Teshmoru. So he says, by the way, I got a Yerushalmi that says the Ach is the drash like me.
Now, that's not a question against Rashi. Rashi is not coming to give you derashot. Rashi already gave you his mission statement on page 1. Ve'ani lo bati ela lefaresh pishuto shel mikra. So that's not a problem that a man can say, and he's not saying it. But that's not a problem that, hey, I got a Gemara with me that does Duresh Ta'ach like me. Rashi will say, I don't argue with the Gemara, but my job is not to bring to the reader all the Talmudic statements on the Pasuk. Open up a Torah to me, Mad, I'll do that for you. My job is to explain the Pasuk in its Pshat form. And to me, he says, the Pshat is, the Ach is not going on Shabbat, it's going on the Mishkan. Hazak ve'ematz. Fantastic. Oh, what are we going to do with the Rabban's question? So I saw an unbelievable Pshat in Rashi. It's from the Michtam de David. Or Maskila David. Maskila David. There's a great rabbi called Rabbi David Pardo. He's one of the great commentators on Rashi. Which is an amazing thing. These great rabbis spent their lives trying to understand Rashi. So Rashi's a limud. We always think, oh, Rashi, first grade. Now, the Maskila David did not write his book in first grade. He wrote his book when he was already, an old timer. And he says, unbelievable. He says, Rashi knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows the rules, and he's giving you the pshat, and he's right. Why? He says, because we have a problem in this pasuk. Everybody's noticing and focusing on what? The ach. And you can't miss it. But he says, just like you have to focus on the ach, which is a restrictive word, there's the word et in this pasuk. Ach et shabetotai tishmoru. And just like ach has a rule to it, et also has a rule. And whenever you have an et, et is an inclusive word. Et lerabot. So we got a big problem in this reading of this pasuk. How do you have ach and et? They contradict each other. So he says, what would happen then if an ach and et, you know what they would do to each other? They would cancel each other out. Ach, et, you're back to what? Back to neutral. You're back to nothing. So then so then already we have a problem with the pasuk. Bring me an ach and then bring me an et. Guess what? Don't bring me the ach, don't bring me the et, and you don't have to neutralize anything. So this is what she was bothered with when he came to the pasuk and hold it. I'm not only looking at the ach, I'm looking at the et also. And I got to figure out how to keep both these words relevant to the pasuk. She's like, I got it. The ach is going on the Mishkan, and the et is going on Shabbat. Which means, when it says, et shabetotai tishmoru, it's saying, just don't keep Shabbat. Et Shabbat. You have to be very careful to keep the Shabbat. You have to be hypersensitive to keep the Shabbat. Et Shabbat Rodai Tishmoru. You have to be very, Shabbat is very fragile. And therefore, Et Shabbat, don't just be a Shomer Shabbat. No, Et. Your Shabbat has to be. Oh, so therefore, we have already a Pasuk that's telling me you have to be hypersensitive and be very careful on Shabbat. Now, we cannot have in the same Pasuk that it's going to tell me be hypersensitive, and then, forget about the Shabbat. You can't be. Either you want me to be careful, you don't want me to be careful. No, we're not minimizing Shabbat to this pasuk. We're telling you be very Shabbat mindful. But the Ach is coming to tell you, but we're going to minimize the construction of the Mishkan. No contradiction. Ach is on the Mishkan. And she's saying, I was forced. If there was no et, I agree with the Ramban. You got to doresh the Ach locally. But I can't doresh the ach locally, which is going to reduce Shabbat when the pasuk itself is maximizing Shabbat. Then we got a contradiction. So what are you going to tell me? Neutralize the effect of the ach and the et. So don't say anything. Ela the pshat is we have to say the ach is going back on Mishkan, meaning even though I told you to build the Mishkan, don't build it so much. Ach, take a break on Shabbat. I et, but when it comes to Sheminat Shabbat. Of course, now it's no contradiction. Now everything works out perfectly fine. Unbelievable shot.
Aren't they same thing.
Which means we all got blinded by the ach. But that she, when he sees a text, he sees all the words. Not like us. We see the it. Subliminally, we just ignore the it. Because we look at it as like an auxiliary word. You know, it is just a filler. It's not a, doesn't count to it. But as she, no, I'm giving you the wrong way of thinking. The way we look at it, because we're not, you know, textual people. So therefore, in it, you know, leave the it. It is not the item. If I told you, what's the main word in this pasuk? It. You said we jump in the lake. But now we see that as she, he was mindful of everything. He saw the ach, he saw the it, and therefore he said, hold it. I got to figure out how to do this. I'll be upshot. How can you tell me to be over careful on Shabbat, and then in the beginning of the pasuk, you tell me to be under careful on Shabbat? What are you doing? Ela, no. Be over careful on Shabbat. Ach, restrict your building of the Mishkan. Two different Hadushim, they don't contradict each other, and that saves the Rashi from the question of Ramban. Now we go further. The next part of this pasuk that needs analysis. What does it mean at the end of the pasuk? Keep the Shabbat. And if you keep the Shabbat, like I just told you in this pasuk, there's a takeaway. Ladat. You're going to know something. Good, what are you going to know? Ki ani Hashem mikadeshkem. That I am God that sanctifies you. Interesting. Not that I am God that sanctified the Shabbat. That I am God that sanctifies the person. Orachai mekadosh. This is a beautiful pshat. What do you mean, ladat ki ani Hashem mikadeshkem? Why is anything that we just said prove to me how much kedusha God has invested in the Jew? So Rav Chaim ben Attar does simple mathematics. This would be, you know, geometry 101, if you remember your geometry class. You're trying to forget it, I see. Didn't go well. So it says like this. The Mishkan is very important. Mishkan is great. So great that we have 4.5 parashiyot. I mean, we don't have 4.5, we don't have a parashah on anything, let alone 4.5 just discussing Mishkan. There's no topic that has more ink invested in it like the Mishkan. That's unbelievable. That's got to tell you it's an important item. I mean, if you believe that there's no better real estate than the real estate of Parashiyot, that's the best real estate. By the way, didn't go down. Been around for 3,000 years, only going up the Torah's value. They're still learning it. You know, neighborhoods come and go. Torah, neighborhood, very popular. So therefore, it's unbelievable real estate the Mishkan has and occupies in the Torah. Let me just finish my point, Mr. Safdie. So now, we say like this. But there's something greater than the Mishkan. As great as the Mishkan is. No, Shabbat. Before you get to the human being. Shabbat. Don't jump. In geometry, you can't jump steps. Mishkan is great, but it's obvious that the Shabbat is greater than the Mishkan. Because when these two collide on the same bridge, who has to yield to who? The Mishkan steps aside and tells the Shabbat, Bechavod. So therefore, as great as the Mishkan is, which Mishkan is unbelievable, but Rabotai, let's put everything in the proper perspective. You have to know that Shabbat is greater than the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is great. So could you imagine how great Shabbat is? And that's what we learn from this pasuk. From this pasuk you learn that what? Whether from the Ach of Rashi or the juxtaposition of the Ramban, the pasuk is coming to tell you clearly, Shabbat pushes away the Mishkan. The derivation, we went through that already. Now I'm giving you bottom line. And then what do both rabbis tell us? Ramban clearly, the Gemara Yerushalmi, that, but if a human being is in trouble, the human being pushes away Shabbat. the Jew. That tells me that Urachaim HaKadosh says that as important as the Mishkan is, and the Shabbat is even more important because it pushes that away, the Jew is more important than the Shabbat and the Mishkan as well. There's nothing more holy in God's eyes. Yes, Kiddushat the Mishkan, unbelievable. Kiddushat Shabbat, unbelievable. But there's something that's even greater. And that is what? Kiddushat Yisrael. It's unbelievable that when you see a Jew, you have to know you're looking at something that is even more sanctified than Shabbat itself. And we know what Shabbat is. And even, forget it, Mishkan is in third place. So going from lower to higher, Mishkan, now, there's no lower here, by the way. The lower that we're talking about starts at Mars. We're not talking about lower in the sub-basement of the yeshiva. We're talking about over here, starting from Mars, the highest level. That's already the Mishkan, how high it is. And then, if you can imagine to even get higher than Mars, where you're going to go into the different planets or different spheres, Shabbat. But all the way. You know why? I'm just thinking this now. Rami doesn't say it. Because Shabbat and Mishkan are great, but they're not under the Kisei HaKavod. But the Neshamot of Klal Yisrael, where's their position? So even in status where we live in the heavens, therefore the pasuk is saying Hagodes Urachaim HaKadosh. You know what the takeaway is? Achet Shabbatotai Tishmoru. You know what Lada'at is? You know what you're going to come away with this? Ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. Look how great you are. I am God that sanctified the person. That's the lesson of this pasuk. Forget about the halachic ramifications. Yeah, you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbat. Yeah, pikuah nefesh dochesha. But that is a lesson. Do the math. Lada'at ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. From here you will learn that I am God that has sanctified the Jew. Sanctification of a Jew is greater than Kiddushat Shabbat. That's an amazing thing. So therefore, you could have Kiddushat Shabbat all week long on a higher level. Every time you see a Jew, Shabbat Shalom. More than Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom on a Tuesday. Adam Shalom. You understand? Once you recognize that, you realize how great a Jew must be. If a Jew pushes away Shabbat, that must be a serious item. And, all the respect to the Jews that are here today with us. To this class over here, the Tasha Rebbe used to have a custom, Alav Shalom, when he used to go to the weddings, and he used to have, they have the dance. They're dancing at the weddings, and the Rebbe would dance. And he would bow. They thought it was one of his moves. Everybody has a move, a dance move. And he would make that move over there, but he wasn't doing that. He said that he's dipping in the Mikveh Yisrael. The pasuk says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Then he understood that B'nai Yisrael, when you get 10 Jews together, so already they form a human mikveh. Mikveh Yisrael. And then I'm immersing myself in Mikveh Yisrael. I'm the kiddushah of 10 Jews in one room. This is incredible. Therefore, it's a dryless mikveh. No towel needed. You don't got to sneak in either. Mikveh Yisrael. It's a Mikveh Yisrael. It's a Mikveh Yisrael. And what is that Mikveh Yisrael? It's God. The godliness that is in that group. And it says 10 Jews get together, Shechinah b'nehem. That's on a Tuesday. That doesn't have to be on a Shabbat. But 10 Jews in a room, and then the Gemara says, even one guy that opens a book and learns, Shechinah g'negdo. So you see the power of a Jew. Nada'at. Ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. That's good stuff. It looks like I'm more impressed than the members that are listening to it, but nonetheless, again, I don't expect you to fall out of your seats because nothing I say causes you guys to fall out of your seats. If I don't know what I could say, but I hope inside, exactly. What I'm assuming is that you're controlling yourself to react publicly because you don't think it's fashionably to show that you're impressed by the Hadushim, so you're controlling your reaction. And I will tell you, gentlemen, you're doing a good job at controlling your reaction to such a great Hadush. I don't have that skill to control my excitement when such Hadushim are being said. Even though I knew it before I said it, I'm still excited to hear it again. The Kiddushah, what a Jew is. What a Chaim. Oh, you heard it. I heard it. You heard it. Yeah, but it didn't get the setup like it got now. This was a bigger setup. I don't have the time to weave over there. Okay, let's go further. Please do. Mila. Derech HaMila.
That's it. Then, even
the Jew, when he had Mila, you're adding a nice point. That you see how point Kiddushat Mila is. Good point. According to this Orah Mikadosh, we could also say, Kiddushat Mila, Shabbat's great. Kiddushat Mila, Kiddushat the Yesod. The Malchut has value if the Yesod is feeding into it. But if the Yesod doesn't feed into the Malchut, well, Shabbat is Malchut. If the Yesod doesn't feed into the Malchut, what do you have? Point well taken. That's Vayakel. Wait to Vayakel. That's in the Asiyah. This is only the Tzivui here. So we didn't get to any Melachot yet. They weren't working yet. This is all Tzivui. The Asiyah, that's where we learn Asiyah to Melacha. Now let's go further. Question obviously has to hit just smack between the eyes. The plurality of Achet Shabbetotai. Shabbetotai? I mean, seemingly you keep one Shabbat at a time. And then it says what? Next Pasuk, Ushmartem et HaShabbat. Hold it. I don't have a problem. You want to go plural? I'll go plural with you. No problem. Be consistent. You want to go singular? Go singular. But in two Pasukim mentioning Shabbat, will the real Shabbat please stand up? Is Shabbat Shabbatotai or is it Shabbat? See the question on Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. Ushmatem et Shabbatotai teshmoru, and then Ushmatem et Shabbat. Hevantem? So I heard from the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik. Brisker Rav, Rav Elvel, said the following. Because his name was Zev, right? Velvel means what? Zev. We don't know. Okay, that's what I thought. Anyway, he says beautiful. He says there's two underlying reasons. Oh, not even underlying, overlying reasons why we keep the Shabbat. No secret to us. We say it in the prayers and we say it in the Kiddush. Zeche Litziat Mitzrayim. Somehow, Shemirat Shabbat reminds us that we came out of Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we're on a low level. We came out of Mitzrayim, God chose us. And therefore, when God chose us, He gave us a gift. Matanah Tovah. And if we were elevated, as it says in the Ten Commandments, so therefore, there's a definite connection between Shabbat and Zekir Yetziat Mitzrayim. And the obvious reason is because we say in the prayers, Zekir L'Maaseh Bereshit. It's to remember that God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh, rested. So therefore, there are two reasons of Shabbat. Now, one of the reasons, you'll tell me which one, is not limited to Shabbatot, but also applies to Yamim Tovim. Hazak Baruch. Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim is in the Kiddush of every holiday. Pesach, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, Sukkot, Zecher Mitzrayim, Shavuot, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Whereas the reason of Ma'aseh Bereshit is exclusively to Shabbat. Says the Brisker Rav, nice. Ach et Shabbatotai tishmoru. Shabbatotai doesn't only include Shabbat, but it includes Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is also called Shabbat. So therefore he says, and you know why you have to keep Shabbat and Yom Tov?
כי אותי בני ובהכם לדורותיכם, לדעת כי אני השם מקדשכם, I sanctified you when I took you out of Mitzrayim. However, ושמרתם את השבת, when it comes to Shabbat itself, Shabbat בראשית, כי קודשי לכם, כל עושים לכם ולכם שבקרב עמי השת שתמים יעשה מלאכה. So then what the Torah is giving you, why? Why? Why 6 days work? And because the Pasuk says, so therefore, the Torah is giving you the two reasons. One reason applies to all the Shabbatot, and one reason applies only to the Shabbat of Bereshit. That's the risk. Nice. Good? However, I saw a beautiful explanation from the Kitab HaKabbalah. And so beautiful, I even made a copy of it and bring it to your attention now. What's the double language? So he says like this. Balashon yachid al rabim. It's Rabban's question, he says. What are you bringing rabim for? Shabbat, it should say. So Rabban, by the way, not everything has to be so complicated. It's an easy answer. It's Shabbatotai. Keep the Shabbatot of the year. Don't think you can just keep one Shabbat. It's Shabbatotai. My Shabbatot. Keep the 52, whatever it is. 53, 54 Shabbatot of the year. It's a very simple way of learning it, no? That's what Rabban says. Ki tam Shabbatotai ba'abur ki Shabbatot ha-shana hem rabim. Sometimes you don't have to, you overthink it. You don't got to overthink it. Shabbatotai. The question is a good question, but the answer is the easy answer. But then the Kitab HaKabbalah says something beautiful. It's a big chidush. Ufiyah mevo'ar b'shem Shabbat sheyesh pi shenayim be'orato. Listen, it's shehiyanu v'kiyamanu. It's finally, the time has arrived for us to finally explain what does the word Shabbat mean. Don't you think, Jacob? Oh, beautiful. So everybody will tell you Shabbat means stop, a cessation.
Rest.
Right, rest, cessation of work, Shabbat, stop, rest. Very good, that's what we always taught it. So he says, Ha'ehad, ha'bitul v'ha'efsek melacha. That's for sure, a cessation of work. Like it says, Borei Olam created in 6 days, Shabbat v'inavash, he ceased to do the work. And therefore, that's, by the way, and how do we keep Shabbat? By stopping to do work. Whatever the Torah deems as work, so therefore, we stop from doing that. If work means hotza'ah, now we stop from doing hotza'ah. If it means bored, psolim etoka ocher, we stop from that as well. Whatever the Torah deems melacha, a cessation of melacha, Shabbat. Vashini, as a big hadush. But this rabbi was an expert in the Jewish Hebrew language. He says, Inyan Yishuv Hadat. Shabbat comes from the word Yishuv, where a person's mind is settled. He has what we call in English peace of mind. Peace of mind for what? Le'inyanim Elohim. For spiritual matters. For spiritual matters. His mind is now open to receive divine, spiritual, religious teachings. Or religious contemplation.
Versus anxiety of the week.
Hazak baruch dak. So he says Shabbat has two meanings. Number one, stop going to work. No work. Number two, yeshuv hadat. Peace of mind, bliss. Clear-minded. Shabbat's supposed to be a day where you're clear-minded. Clear-minded for what? So you can open your mind to learn. So he says, imken. Yesh bechol Shabbat v'Shabbat shtei Shabbatot. Every Shabbat has two elements to it. There's the element of Shabbat. Rest from work. That's the physical element. But by the way, that's a means to get you to the second part, which is the main part. And the main part is what? That by not doing work, and like the doc said, not having the stress and all the anxiety of work,
So your mind says, I can shut off my cell phone finally. I don't got to answer an email. I don't got to deal with texts. I don't have to deal with alternate side parking. I have all this stuff that makes us where you can't learn because you're so busy with the Mishugat stuff of the week. Shabbat. There's no noise, no radio, no diversions, no pollution, no nothing. Quiet, can't do anything. So that puts the person in the right frame of mind to do what? So the Amaras will say, to go to sleep. Shabbat, Rabbi, I love it. I used to have guys come to me, Rabbi, I get 16 hours on Friday night in the winter, and then I get another 3 on Shabbat. So the guy's basically... He slept through the Shabbat.
Zombie.
So it's a slumber party Shabbat. Yeah, that's all it is. You know, puts on a Shabbat pajamas, and he has a pajama party. Every Shabbat he goes to sleep. He missed. He slept right through it. He slept. I don't even think so. I think the guy slept through the lunch also. And he says, and then what? Sunday? I'm roaring to go. So to him, Shabbat is a preparation for Sunday. And Monday, Tuesday, because you guys, we're not robots. So you need to rest up, so you'll be productive during the week. So with all due respect, guy missed the boat. Now, we're not saying that Shabbat's not a day of rest, or more important, cessation from work, but there's a purpose to it. The purpose is to put you in the right, in the Zen mode, where now, you know, you're clear and you can focus and, you're concentrating on more important things to elevate you. Now you come to the knees and you can hear the dirash and you don't got to worry that the thing's going to buzz and now you got to answer the text and you got to run out. Or 9 o'clock, move the cars. I'm here, I'm not going nowhere. Nothing's going to interrupt. And if we can go in, it can go in properly. So... both Shabbatot are important. So therefore, he's learning that it's Shabbatotai Tishmoru. You have to keep both elements of the Shabbat. Shtei Shabbatot. Number one, Shevitat Haguf Me'eske Olam. Number one, Shevitat Haguf from the mundane things of this world. Ushvitat V'Yishuv HaNefesh. Shabbat Melashon Yishuv HaNefesh. Let'asek Be'inyanim Ruchanim Elohim. So you can now have a clear mind to involve yourself in spiritual pursuits. Now he says, listen, very important. Ve'en shebitat haguf lebada ikar v'tachlit kiyum aser shebitat Shabbat. The cessation from work is not a means to itself. It's a means to get you to the higher level of shebitat Shabbat. Like I just told you. The guy just thinks, I don't work on Shabbat, therefore... I just sit outside and lie down and eat bizzer. I'm not against that, by the way. I'm all for it, by the way. I do that too. But everything has to have a limit. You got to have a balance. You get to shul 3 times. You get to class. You want to get... No, I don't do that. Shabbat, I'm off. I'm off Shabbat. Good, you're off. And we tell this guy, with all due respect, with all the honor in the world, we're not going to call him a tipesh. That's obvious. You don't have to waste your words. But we would say to him, you missed the boat. You missed the boat. There was such an asset there that you could have profited, and you were just happy not to take a loss. But you didn't take the profit. And by not taking profit, that's the biggest loss. Understand? He says, Ki umnam, eno rak siba goremet el shibitat v'yishuv da'at ha-nefesh. It's the Shevitat Melacha that brings the person to Yeshuva Nefesh, to the passive state where your mind is, open and clear. V'hi HaShevitat HaTachlitit HaMechuvenet. That is the objective. So when you see a guy on Shabbat morning, he's got a smile from ear to ear, and you see guys that not worried in the world, and he's got nowhere to go. And you see him just absorbing the dirash. You say to yourself, that guy knows what he's doing. That's the Shabbat. That's Shabbat. Rabbi, where do you see the Shabbat in this picture? Look at the guy's brain. Look at the guy's attitude. He's got nowhere to go. And because he has nowhere to go, he parked himself in the Beit Midrash. Not under the covers. But what brought him here? If melacha would be permissible, you'd never get to that stage. If even you'd be allowed to do one melacha on Shabbat, you'll be doing all day long, you'll just do that melacha. So they had to take away any productive work, because they know the rabbis. Even the rabbis had to take away mukseh from us. What's the matter with mukseh? Mukseh is not one of the Yisudim Doraita, but they knew that if you don't take away mukseh, a guy will be in his garage all day. It's the perfect day. Fix the garage, puttering around the garage. You know, put the paint cans back up, put the paintbrush up. I'm not making any, moving stuff around. I'll move all the tool chest, put the hammer over here, put everything over there, set up the tack board, all the stuff, and make the garage. Like, what do the rest of the world do on Shabbat? They're in the garage. You want to find the regular guy from America, where's he on Shabbat?
Washing his car.
Hazak Baruch, he's in the car, he's in the garage, he's in the bar. So therefore, the Torah said, the rabbis, it's all off the table. Why? These are all, it's to put you in a mood. It's to create a mood. Everything's mood, by the way. Why do when you go to a restaurant, they dim the lights, they put a can on the table? They're creating ambiance. Now, we don't discount that, by the way. There's a certain inyan. Now, I'm not saying maybe for eating, you don't have to create such a big thing. Just eat and go home. We're making a big fuss about that. But there's a reason why when you order a coffee in the Waldorf Astoria, it costs you $43. Because they're charging you one penny for the coffee and $42 for the ambiance. You know what type of couch you're sitting on? You know what type of rug this is? Look at the ceiling. You know, you have a ceiling like that in your house? The reason why in your house the coffee costs a penny, because look at your the paint is chipping off the ceiling. And he's sitting in the Waldorf Astoria, and we got the special aroma that's coming through the vents that you can only smell in the Waldorf Astoria's lobby. And you go home and you smell the kids, I don't want to say. So therefore, ambiance. So you have to create the ambiance. So Borei Olam says to create the ambiance, the spiritual ambiance of Shabbat, it's not with a dim light and candles only, but it's with, you got to remove a lot of this other stuff, and then all of a sudden you'll start to feel the what it brings you to. And then you'll be awake for the spiritual ecstasy that Shabbat has to offer. So he says, Ve'al zeh, ba azara kan, shabbetotai tishmor. Not one Shabbat. The Ketav HaKabbalah is saying, et shabbetotai tishmor, that make sure you keep both elements. Understand? Yiratzeh, meaning, Bechol Shabbat v'Shabbat tishmeru shtei Shabbatot. Every Shabbat, you really have to keep two Shabbatot. Shemitat haguf memelechet ma'aseh. That's the physical laborist stuff. V'shevitat hanefesh memelechet avodat Hashem. Now, v'liyot, here's the key now. V'liyot sheshte shevitot ele ze la ze kim sobeb ben asiba v'lo yitparedu. They're linked to the other. You can't have one without the other. They're two sides of the same coin. Obviously, the goal is to get to the shevitat of Yeshuva Da'at. So he says, but he says, what's the main one? Second one. He says, Shivita Rishona Yachana Lavo El Tachlita Shivita Amitit. If you'd ask, what's the Ikar to get to the second Shabbat? But you can't get to the second Shabbat until you go through the first Shabbat. But the goal is to get to the second one. So that's why he says, beautiful. Go back to our Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'atah the Bible said, Aget Shabbatotai Tishmor. Shabbatotai. But then right after that, what does it say? Ki ot hi. What do you mean? That's singular. You just told me Shabbatotai, which is plural. In the same pasuk, you went back and forth. It should say ki otem. They're saying, no. Of course you have to do Shabbat Totai, but the goal is ki oti bini because nadat ki ani Hashem mekadeshchem. That's the ikar Shabbat. So the Torah goes from plural to singular in the same pasuk in order to get you to that understanding. Of course you got to keep both, but the goal is nadat ki ani Hashem mekadeshchem. That's to get to that one. But go slow, go slow. Digest. Enjoy it. Shuvadat that will bring you to spiritual elevation. With this, the rabbi explains in a brilliant way a Gemara that you always knew and you always learned it one way. But now he says, with this, I'm going to explain the Gemara. V'yitachen, it's possible. Ki al kavana zu amru razal. Ilu shamru Yisrael shtei Shabbatot miyad negalim. We always learn, what does it mean if the Jewish people would keep two Shabbatot? Two in a row. Keep Shabbat on the first of the month, and 7 days later keep the next one. He says, no. It's not mean consecutive Shabbatot. If the Jewish people would keep the two Shabbats that are in every Shabbat. Ilu shamru shtei Shabbatot. Meaning, not only Shemitat Melacha, but Shemitat Yishuv Adat, Milashon Yishuv, Miyad Nigal. Because then they've reached what a Shabbat is. The problem is, yes, Ashrei Yisrael. Most people, yeah, Melachot. But then again, it's a day of rest. Only problem is, it's a day of physical rest, not a day of spiritual rest. That's the mistake that they make. So therefore, you're a Shomer Shabbat. But it's not enough to be a Shomer Shabbat. You have to be a Shomer Shabbatot. So when somebody comes along and says, come on, Sam, before you interrupt. So therefore, when somebody comes along and says, I'm a Shomer Shabbat, what he means is the main one. Meaning, Yishuv Adat, spiritual contemplation. Because that's the goal. You can only get to the second level if you went through the first. So that now goes back to what you're saying, and I second the motion, that could be now what the pasuk meant at the beginning. Ach et. We asked the question. We said, make up your mind. Ach is a restrictive, and et is a inclusive. Make up your mind. Is Ach restrictive? Or are we restricting Shabbat? Or we are including? So we could say, Ach et Shabbatotai. The two Shabbatot have both elements. When it comes to Melacha, Ach, minimize your Melacha on Shabbat. But when it comes to the spiritual, Et Lerabot. And therefore the bazook is like a charm. Ach et Shabbatotai. That's telling you the two sides of the Shabbat Kodesh. And that's definitely a beautiful, beautiful hashkafa for us to go into Shabbat. With this, I say to our members, Shabbat Shalom, or Shabbatot Shalom, or Mevorach. Bichananya berkashya omer. Asak, berkut zekot Yisrael. Lefikha kirba lehen. Tudas lo shalemar. Lachapes lemaan tzedko. Yadid Torah v'yadid. Amen. I do a job. Amen. Amen. Yes.